The saga continues. Season 2 of Wu-Tang, an American Saga, is now streaming on Hulu. On their way to the top, fractures within the clan are starting to appear. With Wu-Tang's musical future up in the air, Bobby looks to keep them on track to achieve their position as one of the most unlikely American success stories. The Wu-Tang clan will have to overcome even more obstacles, odds, and past beef as they come together to create the iconic album, Enter the Wu-Tang 36 Chambers. Stream the Season 2 finale this Wednesday, only on Hulu.
Hey, bing bong bing bong bing, like that Dream Dog, Capella Gray. Yo, the bro Wale dropped an album today. That's sure kind of whoo. He got heat on there, man. We gotta get into that. Rosenberg, what's going on? What's going on, buddy?
I have not peeped the Wale yet. I'm excited to hear it. Saw the track listing.
Ooh.
Got some dope people on there, so I'm excited to hear that.
Yo, he pulled out Boyz II Men for an album, for a joint.
Yeah, he's got Sean Stockman.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited to peep that. Plus, I watched a little football last night, a little basketball. There was a sports solstice last night. Every major sport was played last night.
And I didn't check a damn thing. Who played sports? Did the Braves finish it up?
Nope. Dodgers responded.
Wow.
So Dodgers play for now a game 7.
Wow.
That went down. Plus there was a Cleveland Denver football game. There was a
what's the kid that used to play wide receiver for the Giants? He still play for the Browns?
Oh, God. He does, but...
What's his name again?
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah, how's he doing? He was hurt for a while.
He tried to come back last night and play through it, dropped everything thrown at him, and then went out hurt again.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's not... Odell is not right. It feels over, honestly.
Damn.
Which is crazy. He had, for 2-3 years, he was so damn good.
Scorching.
And then let's see, there was a basketball on TV. There was a Warriors Clippers game on.
Yo, is Klay Thompson playing basketball?
Not yet. Klay did not play, but Steph went for 30 in the first half.
In the first half?
In the first half.
Good Lord. Yo, man, we got to have basketball talk briefly before we get in the Lord Never Loses. Basketball talk time. I am enjoying the Knicks one-game season.
It was a great game.
Yo, listen, the Knicks won the championship, according to the Knicks fans that were outside the Garden after that season opener. looking at their energy, I mean, they won the chip. Put Knicks another pennant in the rafters.
Knicks fans are very different. There's no comparison. Level of excitement-wise to the rest of the teams around here, there's no one quite like the Knicks.
And I'm so appreciative of y'all. And I hope this energy continues throughout the season. I really, really, truly do. Because the fans deserve it. Now, if it doesn't, oh, I'm going to be right here. If the wheels come off. But I hope it does. I really hope
it does. Well, the fan base energy won't come off. I mean, they'd have to be really, even when they're bad, their energy's pretty good.
Right. But when the wheels come off, man, we got a button that's so warm. Because the way y'all was celebrating at that season opener outside the Garden, it was like a chip had arriveth.
By the way, we're about to play Laura Never Loses with no Laura. 1-800-223-9797.
Oh, no, they ready, son. They ready, son.
Loaded up?
They ready, son.
Not yet. They coming in.
They ready, son. Are you ready, though, Rosenberg, is the question.
I mean.
Not really.
No, Shoddy. I'm going to do my best, though.
All right, back to Odell Beckham Jr. So it's a rap-ski for him.
I wouldn't go as far as saying rap-ski, but I'll say yesterday, when I was watching yesterday, I was like, yo, did my man forget how to play football? He doesn't look like he knows how to play. Like, damn. If you look at his stats, if you look at the way the stats have gone down year by year by year, it appears to be someone who's a rap.
Damn. I mean, the knee jammy was serious business. That's always serious business. But he had turned into a bit of a celebrity. You know, he was a lightning rod, if you will, in the NFL. You know, remember he used to kick that one day. It only happened once, but they acted like it was every day. He had a fight with the net, with the kicker's net on the sideline.
And then he proposed to the net.
Yeah, that happened too. So he definitely was entertaining. But I hate to see this type of ending for a guy that was that talented and that, you know, talked about.
Well, listen, I wouldn't say it's the end yet. You never know. A career, he's only 28 years old, and receivers can stick around and be effective pretty well into their 30s. So we'll see.
Well, now, the difference here, though, for Odell is the fact that he's a smaller receiver. He plays across the middle and in the slot. He plays between defenders. You know what I mean? He's a very he's almost like a scat back in many ways.
Yeah, he's a different cat. That is true.
So it's not like he's going to just overpower someone. He's going to beat you with, you know, his quickness and making plays that now if physically and mentally his body's not in it, the plays that he used to make, his style changes. And I don't know if he can survive the NFL with a different style. Like if he's hesitant across the middle because he's worried about his body or his knee, that's a different Odell.
Well, yesterday I felt for him because he was dealing with a shoulder. And then the play he got hurt on, he dove for a ball out of bounds, landed directly on the same shoulder.
So it's not the knee. The knee is solid.
I don't know. Listen, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon. But
I'm just saying from the way he was playing, it didn't look like it was a knee.
No, it wasn't the knee yesterday. But, I mean, so far this year, in 5 games, he has 16 receptions.
We're going to be, you know what else we got to talk about today? The 75th anniversary team. Klay Thompson's not on it. And there's definitely some talk about that, at least from Klay.
Oh. I mean,
Klay Thompson's one of them guys, man. But is he? Who's on the line, Shiny Culture? Who's on the line?
We got
Shatina and Chris. Shatina, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Klay, Chris, good morning. Chris? Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
There you go. Yeah, we got you now. We got you now, Chris. Good morning to you. Sending you love on this beautiful Friday. Yo, what's good, man? Thank you. We love you, man. We love you.
Look up to y'all, man. For real.
Nah, we looking right at each other, man. We look up to you, man. You support us. You keep us employed, bro. Don't get it confused, man. We appreciate you. Shatina, we're giving away this morning. Hang on 1 second. Let me lace you up. We got some heat for you this morning. Shatina or Chris, today on Lauren Never Loses because she ain't here. We got Lit AF Tour tickets. Martin Lawrence, Ricky Smiley, Bruce, Michael Blackson.
Been waiting for.
Exactly. A big comedy show over at the Barclay going on the night before Halloween, October 30th. Tickets at Ticketmaster if there's any left. Yo, hosted by Martin Lawrence? Wow, that's a good time. This Lit AF back in the game. Shatina, who you want to represent you today? Me or Rosenberg?
I'm going with Rosenberg.
There you go.
Wow. Okay.
Let's go.
It's a risk.
Nah, Rosenberg. Rosenberg. When you believe in Rosenberg, he fights on your behalf.
That is true. I will fight. I will fight.
Because there's oftentimes people don't believe in Rosenberg, so he just, you know, he pouts and lays out. But nah, when you pick Rosenberg, psh, going
all right.
Shiny with the question.
Rosenberger.
Damn, Chris, that's how you treating him?
He trying to throw you off.
6 seconds on the clock, Shawnee. Let's go. It's Laura Never Losing. All
right, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, which former Secretary of State has...
Ebro.
Peter.
Ebro.
I'm going to go with...
Three.
It's Colin Powell.
Two.
Or is it?
One.
Colin Powell.
Colin Powell has died of COVID. That's correct. Oh. After which war did Israel become...
Peter. Ebro.
Pete.
Two.
What?
Become a country. World War II is correct. Which MC reveals that five others?
Ebro.
Three.
Busta Rhymes.
Two. Correct. Have turned them down in the verses. Bastille Day.
Ebro. France.
That is correct. Is the Independence Day of France. Which university students are protesting?
Peter. Pete.
Howard.
Howard is correct. The day after Thanksgiving is known
as Ebro. What?
Is
known as Black Friday.
Black Friday is correct.
Wow.
Pow. Yo, Rosenberg, I was so far ahead of you on that last one, son. And no. Shawnee cheated me on another one.
Wow. Ebro wins.
Chris, you got the ticket.
Hey, Ebro, man. Listen, Ebro. I don't know if this is possible, but I want to donate those tickets to Shatita today.
Oh, there you go. This is a beautiful. Yo, Chris, beautiful. Beautiful.
Hey, also, Ebro.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen, man, I'm 28 years old, right? 29.
Yes, sir.
So I wasn't born during those times where, you know, KRS and Big Daddy was taking over the world, right?
Yeah.
Y'all put me on to something new, man. Like, it changed my life, man. I tell you the truth, bro.
Wow.
What, the recap?
Boys consistently. That recap, man, it did something for me, man. I can't even listen to music like that no more.
Yo, that's a beautiful story, sir. Yo, because KRS and Big Daddy Kane got, listen, if people be out here like, yo, bars, GOAT, you know, lyrics, I love lyrics, and then you don't know that, and then you discover that, I am jealous almost of you.
Man, Big Daddy, man, yo, his flow is crazy. Like, it's like, I can't even explain the kind of rap that, I don't even know what it is, like, but, man, that boy was spitting, man.
Rosenberg, could you imagine if you right now in your life discovered Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One, what that would feel like?
Yeah, no, it's also impossible to even think about, to your point, that people have these conversations and are not really familiar with people like that. So it's like, it's wild. I'm just happy for him. That's dope to have your mind that open that you're able to hear it like that.
Chris, you know about Tribe Called Quest? Man.
I know about the Roots, but I'm gonna look.
Listen, fam. Before the Roots, Tribe Called Quest, Q-Tip, nice. Fife. Dig into those albums.
Okay.
You got to go into those albums and the lyrics and the vocabulary. Also, De La Soul. If you haven't done De La Soul lyrically, musically. Albums, like the way albums were put together with skits and thoughts and
so original, man. Like, so original.
See,
like,
no, man, Chris, it's been a pleasure, like, man. It's been a pleasure to meet a young cat like you, man.
I'm a truck driver, so I'm going to do some
work
today, man. I'm gonna do some.
Boom. Thank you, Chris.
Yeah. Yo, man, Chris, you win. Man. Yo, Chris, you win that life. Shatina, you win that life, too, because you was on the line with Chris and you going to the Lit AF tour. Yeah. We all went to. Yo, it's a beautiful Friday, man. Shatina said, thank you, Chris. Yo, what a great guy, man. What a great guy.
Shawnee absolutely killed me on the last one. I was there.
It could have been a delay.
And I had the possession arrow.
Listen, I made the shot, B. The refs wasn't looking. On the way, the Rosenberg Report. What's going on out here? We'll tell you about it. I don't know what's going on out here. What are the big stories here? Let's see.
Bro, what?
What's the big story?
I mean, we probably got to talk about the Brian Laundry thing.
Oh. I got a conspiracy here, but let's
of
talk about it.
Of course you do. Come on.
Keep it locked.
7 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning.
Woo!
Hot 97.
97 minutes, commercial free.
Non-stop
hip-hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Hey. Hey, hey, it's only E. Wow, it's no P. Laura Stilo B. Where she be, son? Where she be? So it's only E. Maybe Shawnee? Yo, the news came down yesterday. This guy, Brian Laundrie, they've been looking for this guy. This is the guy that apparently or allegedly or could have killed Gabby Petito. Anyway, according to the news that I read, the family has come out and says that they found some belongings to Brian Petito in a creek bed area in Florida and some remains. And then the, you know, investigators show up and they're looking at these remains potentially to be Brian Petito's remains. Now, I've only been reading articles as of yesterday and listening to the news about this as of yesterday, but from what I heard, the parents, they weren't not participating in the search for their son, but they weren't actively helping look. And then right. all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we found some belongings and some remains.
Right.
And I'm like, how? They've been looking for this dude. How y'all?
How? Yeah, they said it was real suspect, right? Because the parents weren't really contributing, like you said. And the one day that they show up is the day that all of a sudden things are found.
What?
You know, so, and they said in cases like this, a lot of times the parents do know where their child is if the child is on the run. 50%
and
of the time.
And remember, this individual, Brian Laundrie, was not apprehended and arrested after the death of Gabby Petito because he's a white guy. It's really the answer. But the truth is, no, the fact, what they said was because he was only a person of interest, so they didn't arrest him or monitor him, and he bounced, right. Remember.
Right.
Now, we know that that's because he white. He's white.
Right.
But nonetheless, we're here now. And I just believe the parents are in on it.
Yeah, well, in on his disappearance.
Well, in on covering it up. Right. And I don't, I mean, if these remains turn out to be his, okay. If they don't, and they're plant, I think there's potential they might have been planted there by the parents to give him more time to get farther away.
Right.
But maybe I done seen too many movies. Let's see.
I mean, you know, you never know. But it does seem suspect. Based on the details that they're giving us, it's real suspect.
And that's the flashing lights report. And when we say flashing lights, we mean police. And cameras.
Whoop, whoop.
Aha. There is no P. Where Laura be? So it's only E. That's right. Thanks to Shawnee. Good morning, everybody. Ride or die and all that next.
WQHDFM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Get up. Wake that ass up.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
The number one morning show in New York City.
Lead it.
Hot 97.
Hey, yo, Peter.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, Peter wants to do Ride or Die.
Yes, sir.
Yo, first we got to say happy birthday to your mom, Jackie.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, Jackie, on her birthday, you say she's really gullible. You can say anything.
Yes, sir.
What do you want to say, though?
Actually, on my way to work now, so I was talking to her not too long ago. I want to say, like, I found a bag. I got pulled over by cops. It had some things in it, you know, and I really need her to come down here and pretty much pledge for me that I'm not that type of person.
Have you ever been arrested before?
I have, yes.
You found a pound of weed and $10,000 and the cops now detaining you. You need your mom to come vouch for you and just say, this isn't yours.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Call her Jackie.
She's getting played on her birthday, after all.
Happy birthday, Jackie. From Ebro in the morning.
Good son.
Hello.
Yo, mom.
What?
Real quick, I was on my way to work and I found a bag, and now the cops are detaining me because it had a pound of weed and like $10,000 in it. I need you to come over here to the city and come so you can tell them, like, that's not mine.
Why are you picking it up?
I don't know. I just saw it.
You gonna come? You never pick up kids. It's always shut up.
Are you coming?
Yes, I'm coming. Bye.
Wait, Jackie. Jackie.
What?
You're on Hot 97. Happy birthday, Peter. Just won.
Oh, no.
Jackie, it's all good. Peter's not in trouble.
Oh, she's crying. Oh, Jackie.
Mom.
Oh, my God.
Okay, all right. Long. Okay, a lot of crying.
Jackie. No, stop.
It's okay, Jackie. Jackie, now he knows you love you.
Oh,
hey, Peter.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
What's up?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Peter, I can tell you're not freaking out by this. Is she your mom generally a spazzo?
Yes, sir.
Jackie.
What?
Are you okay?
I'm just shaking a little.
Jackie, just know the bright side. Peter's not actually in trouble.
I know my kids are never in trouble.
That's right. He's a great kid.
Oh my God. No, he's not a great kid right now.
He's not a great kid right now.
He's not a great kid right now. No, not right now.
Oh, my God, Peter. I'm going to kill you.
I love you, Mom. I'll see you later.
I love you, too.
Oh, there you go. She's calming down a little bit. Jackie.
Yeah?
Take a deep breath for me, please.
Oh, my God, my body is so shaky.
But you just got to chill. You're good. Just take a breath. You're good.
Just breathe. We good. We just playing. Life is great. It's wonderful. It's your birthday.
Yes. I always hear you guys in the morning.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very nice.
Okay.
All right. Peter.
Yes, sir.
You're a d***.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us now at beriderdie@gmail.com. That's beriderdie@gmail.com.
Radio contact has been attempted, but cannot be...
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live.
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy, David.
T-Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Got these other shook. Yeah.
I mean, I'm feeling like Knicks fans are a little too excited about after one game. I'm feeling like this segment should be dedicated to Knicks fans celebrating outside the Garden like they won the damn championship the other night. But I'm feeling like, you know what? I'm going to give myself a congratulations. You played yourself. Give it to me.
Congratulations.
Let's start the segment.
You played
and
yourself.
I'll tell you why.
Big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself.
Why? I shouldn't be irritated that Knicks fans are super happy that they had a great double overtime season opener. I shouldn't want to give Knicks fans the congratulations you played yourself. Because every year it feels like in the beginning of the year there's all this excitement, and by the end of the year the wheels fall off and they're in shambles. I shouldn't feel like, you know what, y'all should get the congratulations you played yourself. Relax. There's 83 games left. I shouldn't feel like that, but I do. And because I do.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Exactly. Hit me with the button.
Congratulations.
And let Knicks fans enjoy their time in the sun. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, you do.
It's a great season opener.
Can they absolutely just enjoy? I mean,
yes.
And by the way, they play hard every night. They have likable players. They're not a team that takes nights off and rests.
They play great. Thibodeau's a great coach, great defense. You don't come into the Garden right now. Nobody comes to play the Knicks and just takes them for granted right now.
Nah, so people should be happy, man. Let them enjoy.
That's right. My bad, y'all. My bad. Hit me with the button one more time.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But make no mistake. When the wheels come off,
we did.
Wow. Laura, what's on your list today?
I'm just going to give it to myself. I woke up late. I missed my alarm. I was a hot mess this morning, and I'm still trying to figure everything out. I'm trying to email myself certain links, and nothing's working. I'm just
congratulations.
In shambles this
morning. You played yourself.
My phone all of a sudden is like data something something something. I'm like, why is everything happening to me right now?
It's like your phone's like what?
Yeah, like I'm trying to send myself an email for a link, and it's not going through.
You know that iPhone 13 drop? Gosh. You ain't got one? Your phone acting up out here.
Is that what it is? I'm like, why aren't you working? I'm a mess this morning. I'm sorry.
Hey, Laura with the button. Please.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Rosenberg, what you got?
Well, I'm just reading this clip right now about Stephen A. Our boy Stephen A talking about how happy he was to be at the Garden for the Knicks game a couple nights ago. But you know, if you pay attention, Stephen A will always either accidentally or on purpose throw in some comment about someone with a big ass and how much he loves a big ass.
Wait, who was he talking about?
Let me be very clear. At the Garden last night, let's not forget Iggy Azalea. She was there. We like to see her there. It's important to me.
Iggy Azalea, Stephen A., really, fam?
What? I mean, listen, if you follow the theme of what he's into, that's very much in the theme. I know you're not talking. Hit Ebro with the button.
Congratulations.
Again? For what?
I mean, you had Iggy Azalea. You were so curious on this subject, you had to take a very close look.
Oh, I rested my face on her buttocks.
Exactly. You know what?
I did, but you know what? She was hot then. She was on fire at that time.
Well, some things don't change, Ebro. Some things do not change.
She was on fire. Like, people actually cared about her at that time. Now she's a rapsky. She's still hot, though.
Yeah. He wasn't saying, hey, and check out her new album, by the way. He was just saying that he was excited to be near her. I just think it's hilarious whenever Stephen A. cannot contain the real Stephen A. Smith. That's my favorite thing.
Congratulations.
Right there.
You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself, y'all. Playing yourself.
Basketball season's back.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
75 years of the NBA.
And we'll find out the level of congratulation that the 76ers are going to have, or that Ben Simmons is going to have. Nets Sixers tonight.
Now, Ben Simmons isn't expected to play.
No.
They sent him home the other day.
Yo, did you hear the essentially the congrats that he got yesterday from the owner of the Sixers?
No, put us on.
The GM said, buckle in. This is going to go for a very long time.
Well, that means they're going to put him on ice, not play him. He's not going to play.
Well, no, he'll play. They'll play him if he plays, but if he refuses to play, well, guess what? You're just going to sit then. We are not.
Well, he's going to refuse to play.
He said either he's going to play for us or we're going to get a trade for something that's going to help us. We're not just going to trade you away, fam.
Yeah, you're not just getting the help trade. And my question is, who's the other team? The only way another team steps up to make this trade is if they happen to get saddled with the exact same kind of contract. Like, they're stuck with someone who is really good and really doesn't want to play for them. That's the only way this will work out.
Mm. Well, guess what? Hit Ben Simmons and the Sixers.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Cast 1, 97 minutes, commercial free. Ebro, Laura, Rosenberg. Good morning. Welcome to the program. We got tickets to Rolling Loud. It's sold out. You want to be at Rolling Loud? Right here in New York. We'll lace you up.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, another episode of Curved. Isaiah, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, man, it's great. Thanks for joining us today and being a part of this potential embarrassment. But also, maybe you and Gabrielle will rekindle and you can figure out why she curved you. So it says here on the notes, you guys went on a few dates and everything was great.
Okay.
Yes. You felt like things were moving towards some shtupping, some lay them down, smack them, yak them, but you never got to that point.
No.
What made you think that you was about to get to that point?
We were making out. We were at my place. We were making out. We went on a few dates. Yeah.
So what happened? You were calling her and she just didn't call you back after the date?
Good times.
Yeah, I called and text. I haven't heard anything back from her.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got to figure this out.
All right.
Let's see what's going on.
We will get Gabrielle on the line and see what's the reason you got curved. 1 second,
all
Isaiah.
Right,
now, Isaiah, here's the deal. At any point, feel free to jump in. Gabrielle agreed to come on the show. She doesn't know you're on the line, but, you know, don't let that hold you back.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Here we go. Gabrielle?
Hey.
Gabrielle, thanks for coming on Curved. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
You agreed to come on. We were talking about Isaiah. He hit us because he hasn't been able to contact you, but thank you for talking to us. Why are you not hitting Isaiah back? What's going on?
Isaiah. Listen, Isaiah and I had a really good time. We went out a couple times. It was cool.
Gabrielle, why do I get the impression you just want to say bless his heart?
Because I do.
That's how you're feeling?
Wow. Damn. Black woman hit you with bless his heart. It's a wrap for you. What'd he do? What's the problem?
I mean, he's an all-around good guy. The problem, he can't get it.
He what?
He can't get it. He suffers from erectile dysfunction.
Oh, he should go to GetRoman.com/Hot97.
Oh. Whoa. How you just going to bring that up on the radio and put me out there like that?
Wow.
My gosh. You going to say that on the radio?
But you did leave that out of the conversation. You probably should have told her.
Isaiah, you did email us to come on the radio, so you kind of put her in a predicament to say
predict.
Damn. Come on now. Damn.
Focus on.
Now that the cat's out the bag, let's talk about it. Let's be real. This is what you want? First of all,
I was drunk.
Y'all got me because I didn't realize he was going to be on here, but... let's be honest with you, love. Like, for real, like, you...
It's love.
Can't get the horse off the stable. You can't even wake the horse up to get out.
All right, okay. I'm going to cut you out. Hang on, Gabrielle. Hang on. Before this get like...
Yeah.
Before we get into name calling and all that, Isaiah, is what she's saying true?
Yes and no.
Okay. Do you want to explain on the radio? Or, Gabrielle, are you open to, you know, maybe y'all having... Because you sound like you like it.
Hell yeah, no. I'm going to explain this on the radio. Come on, I got to clear my name.
All right.
The night in question, we were drinking before. Mm-hmm.
And that caused you to not be on your, you know, on your game.
Yes, I didn't have ED, I had WD.
What?
Huh?
What?
With whiskey.
Oh, you had whiskey. Never heard of that.
That's the whole thing.
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either, and I've dealt with men that have been able to drink everybody on the table and still knock it down. So excuses.
Hey, but does okay? You stop hitting him back, Gabrielle. You didn't even give him a second chance. So before we get into name call,
that's a lie. We went out more than once. He had more than one opportunity to do it. Did he tell you that?
Well, he said y'all went out several times and he was moving towards sex, but he didn't say multiple times that
So we tried multiple times. The last time he saw me, he was sitting on his bed with his head in his hand and I was walking out the door. Why? Because he couldn't get it. And it was not the first time. I'm reasonable. I'm a reasonable woman. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. But really? Twice in a row? Nah. Sorry, you can't have what you call it whiskey twice in a row, especially since you're drinking the second time.
We always drink before we hang out.
That's a problem too.
All I'm gonna say is I'm tired. I don't even want to deal with it. Listen, I have a very, very, very healthy sex drive.
Apparently,
and you, darling, you can't even satisfy that.
So,
it sounds like that hurts your feelings a little bit.
I can't live on bread alone. I need some meat to go with it, and your ass can't get it.
Okay, all right. So you don't want to, y'all don't want to go out again?
No, sir. I refuse to have blue wop. It's not happening.
Blue wop.
Blue wop.
Yep. It's like blue balls, blue wop.
Right. It sounds like goo wop, too. Okay.
Sorry, man.
Isaiah, we tried, man. Now you know what
Isaiah.
Happened, at least.
Hey, thank you, guys. You did the best you could.
All right. Hey, Gabrielle, we're going to let you go. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Damn.
All right. Now, I want to talk to you, Isaiah. Isaiah, bro, you got to go get this looked at, bro. You got to talk to a professional.
Nah, it's the WD, man. Nah, we all bro. Just go get
you know, sex therapy. You know what I'm saying? Maybe take a, what they got? They got some pills?
Well, no, I think you may want to think about how much you're drinking if this is a regular occurrence, honestly.
I mean, this has turned into a guru segment. This is not curved anymore. Mm, that's another segment.
Mm. Yeah, we here to save
lives. The gurus would like to say, get some help.
Get some help. Exercise, circulate, stop drinking that much.
I don't think I need therapy or exercise. I probably just need AA. I drink too much.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm drinking so much.
The gurus have saved another life.
Yo, listen. There you go. Let's get you in program. That's a good idea, man. That you get rid of that.
My name is Isaiah, and I am an alcoholic.
Okay. I wouldn't. You don't have to start
this
here.
This isn't the meeting, but.
Yeah, you got to go to an actual
hang
meeting.
Hang on, Isaiah. Let's move on. This is getting great.
Yo.
Think you got curved? Hit us up right now at gotcurved@gmail.com so we can get to the bottom of it for you.
Debra Laura Rosenberg, get on the lines, 800-223-9797. I think DJ John is pulling up with concert ticket. Let's find DJ John.
DJ John.
Yo, on the Brian Laundrie case we covered earlier, about a half an hour ago, the dental records show remains found at the Carlton Reserve are that of Brian Laundrie. They looked at the teeth.
Yeah.
This whole story, I don't trust it.
Me neither.
The whole thing is just...
The parents finally decided to join in the hunt for Brian, and then...
And then the day they join, they find remains in the t-shirt and the notebook.
It's weird.
Isn't that strange?
It's just something's strange.
And how many... Here's what I want to know. How many teeth did y'all find?
Yeah.
How many teeth?
And what are the remains? Like, what is it?
Because if you only found like two or three teeth, he could have yanked them out of his mouth and kept it pushing.
Is that crucial?
Well, no, because they said early on that this guy, Brian Laundrie, was like a survivalist.
Rambo.
Yeah.
Son. Oh, he was one of those? Like end of the world?
They said that early on that he was like a survivalist.
And by the way, if you look at the whole story and how it played out, him and his family clearly knew what was happening.
Yeah.
And they knew where this was about to go. And he had that time, like a week or two, where he was in the house with his parents before he went on the lam. So he did have an opportunity.
To communicate.
Oh, and guess what? It just so happens that they live near this area that is so swampy and dangerous that you wouldn't be able to sniff anyone out. Mm-mm. And if your body was there, it would be so destroyed by the wildlife that you would never be recognizable. Yo, Ebro, it's got every little bit of like a movie or a podcast. It's crazy. Yo, the quotes yesterday in the articles were the locals being like, the wild pigs in this here swamp, they'll eat every bit of you.
Ew.
I'm like, what is this? It's the perfect storm. We have no idea where this I'm with you. I'm full conspiracy on this too.
Yo, he yanked a few teeth out. He planned it with his parents, and he dipped.
And, Shawnee, think about it. You said, what did you say? You said, is that deep? Or you said, is that serious? Or whatever.
No,
I said
it's that deep. I mean, because so his whole life is on the line. So
exactly.
You would
it
think like
deep.
Somebody's going to pull out their teeth, but it's that deep.
But it's that deep.
You
and
kill
remember,
somebody, you on
he
the
decided
burn.
To murder his fiance and now go on the run for the rest of his life. Yeah, you pull out some teeth, right?
Pull out a couple of teeth. These just loose anyway. They're not too great. Let's go.
So I believe it. And by the way, and it just happened. His remains were in a bag with his private notebooks.
Right.
And okay, I'll play along.
Yeah, it's a little suspect. For sure.
All of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Who we got on the line, Shawnee Culture, to be smarter than the DJ John?
We got Blair.
Blair.
Facts of life.
Facts of life.
You take the good,
you take the bad, you take them both,
and there you have the facts of life.
The facts of life. All right, Blair, where are you calling us from this morning?
From Queens.
Queens. 60 seconds. Excuse me, I was about to go back to Laura Never Loses.
60 seconds on the clock.
60 seconds on the clock. Blair, answer this question super fast so you can be smarter than DJ John. John, what are you giving away today?
3-day pass to Rolling Loud happening next weekend, baby.
Baby.
Roddy Rich, Lil Baby, and more. Plus, you qualify for a grand prize for an exclusive meet and greet dinner with Roddy Rich. Mahaba Hot 97, baby.
Now, Juanito. Go Knicks! Okay. Juanito, quickly, do you feel almost like you won the NBA championship after that? Just be honest. As a Knicks fan, did it feel very, like, championship-esque?
Yes, and I almost had a heart attack on Wednesday night.
My blood pressure,
my girl never saw me like that. Like, you acting unusual. I'm like, it's the Knicks! I was excited.
It was Laura, there's 83 basketball 82, games 82. Left. 82, excuse
82,
me.
82,
well, 81 left.
81 left.
81 left. And this is how they're this over the first game, Laura. It's the first game.
I know. It's because you never know if this is going to happen again. So they have to just.
And I still want to know how on opening night in the greatest basketball palace in the world, opening night, Iggy Azalea's y'all halftime performer.
I didn't get that part. I didn't
know. I got questions.
Yo, but listen, I told you, it's the Knicks, man.
Yeah, you're going to see all the Knicks. But you're not gonna see Kyrie on the net, so it's a good thing.
Yo, I tell you one thing: the Barclay gets right, they get their entertainment and their music in the facility right, because that Knicks music, the music they be playing in there, and the
go
dances,
New York, go
nah,
New York,
oh,
go!
It's terrible.
It's New York it's in the house. Nah.
It's New no, York it in the house. It's so it's corny. All right, answer this question, Blair. Here we go.
Okay, Blair. Today is National Color Day. Can you tell us what are the colors of the American flag?
Really?
Red, white, and blue.
All right, Blair.
Wow. It's tough. It's tough.
I didn't want to sound dumb. I was worried about the question. I'm glad.
No, you're good, Blair.
This is a really
you're
nice good. Birthday you're present.
Good. You're good. All right, DJ John.
American flag.
What is the color called that we see when we close our eyes?
Black.
Ooh. That's what I would say.
No.
Dark.
It's actually called, I think it's Jugendgrau.
Huh?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Jugendgrau.
Jugendgrau.
Jugendgrau, too.
It's brain gray.
Brain gray.
Jugendgrau, dark black.
Yeah, that's it.
Jugendgrau. Blair, either way, you're going to Rolling Loud.
Thank you.
You could smoke some loud and Blair. Close your eyes and see some Jugendgrau.
Hey,
you got a growing show. You're growing now. You know about the facts of life.
The facts of life.
Hey, hang on, Blair.
Okay.
Hang on, let's go. Flashing lights time right now.
Let's
Laura
go.
Staff.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
All right. First of all, this is random, but it's important. You know, soup season is coming.
Oh God.
Guys, but did you hear that health officials are warning U.S. customers to stay away from onions?
Yes, the red onions, yellow onions, and all that. They say if you bought, they came from, I believe, somewhere in South America or Central America, the onions. But if you don't know where your onions came from, they say throw them out because they've had cases of salmonella.
Guys, more
right
than
here in New York and New Jersey.
No, listen, more than 600 people in the United States have gotten sick with salmonella after eating these imported onions. So the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC, they're investigating this outbreak, but they've confirmed 652 across 37 states. 130 people are in the hospital because of this.
Yo, Laura, is that why you had bubble guts last week?
I don't know, man. But they're saying just throw away any unlabeled onions at home. Don't sell, don't eat, don't serve red, white, yellow onions imported from Mexico, distributed by ProSource Incorporated. I mean,
if you don't know where your onions came from, throw them away.
Know your onions.
Just know your onions, fam. Know your onions. Because this is crazy. 130 people are in the hospital, guys. That's a lot.
That's a lot. So, and you had the, you know, bubble guts last week.
I did, and it was not cute. It was not cute. You know, Dave Chappelle says he's open to sit down, okay, with Netflix employees who feel like he inflicted harm on them. With his LGBTQ jokes. So he just kind of put it out there. So apparently, like, one of the women who organized the protest claimed that they reached out to Dave's camp, but Dave's camp is like, no one has ever reached out to us. Because they were kind of trying to see, like, yo, we reached out, he never showed up, but they're like, that's not true, fam. Nobody reached out to us, and now we're reaching out to y'all to say, look, I'm available if you guys want to sit down and have a conversation, a meetup, whatever. He's down. So that's progress.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, let's
go. I think another interesting tidbit on the Dave Chappelle front and just people being offended in general front. You know, there's some groups in our nation, and we'll talk more about this later, who, you know, a joke here or there, it's all good. You go too far, they draw the line. But that's also because they already have social equity. They have some social power. So they don't feel under attack and marginalized as frequently. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when you're talking about groups that have always been under attack and have not gotten their social power, well, we'll get into it a little bit more coming up.
Also, I don't know if you guys peeped this, guys. A piece of an interview with Condoleezza Rice that was on The View was going around yesterday. And her thoughts on teaching critical race theory. You know, it's a hot topic. And
let me guess. Condoleezza Rice of the Bush administration, who was always oddly hanging out at the Bush Ranch, single and just out hanging out with former President Bush and his wife, just always at the ranch. I always thought it was peculiar. You mean to tell me she doesn't think critical race theory and learning about how America inflicted laws and things on black folks to keep us disenfranchised? Let me guess. She doesn't think that's important.
Oh, no. You know, she suggests that black children can be empowered without making white kids feel bad. Check out this clip.
One of the worries that I
please
have.
Please protect white feelings.
About the
please.
Way that we're talking about race. Is that it either seems so big that somehow white people now have to feel guilty for everything that happened in the past. I don't think that's very productive. Or black people have to feel disempowered by race. I would like black kids to be completely empowered, to know that they are beautiful in their blackness. But in order to do that, I don't have to make white kids feel bad for being white.
Well, I'd question whether or not she's actually read critical race theory. Because critical race theory shouldn't make white people feel bad.
Nope.
If you've read it.
It's the truth.
But wait, guys. The 1619 Project and critical race theory are different. Very different.
But they're both
critical race theory is about laws. It's about laws. Laws that were created. Real laws and real social constructs that were based on keeping black folks disenfranchised. That should make no one feel bad.
By the way,
if you do feel bad, it's likely your own guilt and something you need to deal with.
It's part of our history. It's what. Yo,
can I be honest?
People just want to wipe it out. Be like, no. Everything is awesome.
The name critical race theory really overcomplicates something that's not that complicated.
What does that mean? Critical.
You're not. And by the way, it's not even being taught to children. It's not a child's curriculum.
It's not fifth, third grade.
You wouldn't learn critical race theory until you were like college. And most colleges, you're not learning that until you're in your third or fourth year.
And it's really just the actual history of race in America and directly tying racial history to American history because it is so intertwined. It's not that deep, honestly. It's just history.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Before I get out of here, we got tickets to see Meek Mill. Wait, and Meek Mill's debt relief plan. So not only you get that, but the tickets to see him in concert at Madison Square Garden. I believe that's tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Lil Uzi Vert.
That's right.
Okay, his album, Expensive Pain, is available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you support. Made hot by Atlantic Records, 800-223-9797. Call it number 9. These are for you.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Brother Laura Rosenberg, good morning. Now, Rosenberg and I were just having a conversation because I was at a dinner with some interesting individuals the other night. And the Dave Chappelle conversation is still a hot topic.
It really is. People keep bringing it up.
And I just want to say for our team here and our family that tunes in, the people who are offended by Dave Chappelle's stand-up show are trying to create space to feel safe, to feel like they won't be attacked, they won't be physically harmed, and that the things that are hurting them are paid attention to. You know, at many different times throughout our history as a society here in America, a minority group has risen up and said, hey, ouch, this hurts. Please don't do that. Please stop doing that. Don't say that. That's offensive, right? And there's always like, get over it. Da, 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 da. No matter how big or small the minority group actually is. And I just want to say that people who are front represent these groups and gather around and protest and draw lines, they're trying to create space in society to feel safe. And there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I thought the special was funny, but I also see why you're offended. And we recognize that. That's okay. And it also doesn't mean that the special has to get canceled or yanked or whatever either.
I just don't understand how people are so blind to that, though. I don't understand how people in a group, in any group, can so want people to understand their plight and root for people like themselves to get the recognition they deserve, the respect they deserve. They want the jokes to change, for people to realize you can't just say willy-nilly things about their group.
My group, whatever.
But this refers to all minority groups. And then at the same time, there's another group that is just being like, hey, please be an ally to us. Please don't fight us on this. And everyone's just, no, not you.
Because
we're just going to keep fighting you on this. It's how do people not see it?
Because it doesn't affect them directly, Rosenberg. That's the problem. Most people that I know are like, them. They're too sensitive. Okay, but what if it was something that directly affected you? Then it's like, oh, it's a different situation. That's the issue.
But it's not a different situation.
But I keep having arguments with people that I'm friends with who are black about this subject. And at the same time, if the jokes were from a comedian who dedicated 4 straight specials to why can't black people just get off white people's back? And I know it's not apples to apples. I am aware, of course, that the plight of black people and the plight of trans people is different. In fact, that's the point of what Dave talks about. It is very clearly different.
However, that doesn't mean that human feelings are different. And that doesn't mean that the desire for an ally and to be heard is different. So while we're all fighting for groups to be heard, and it, me as a white person, allyship is so important, right? Why does no one want to be an ally? Why is it so easy for people to not want to be an ally of the trans community?
Well, I guess I'll tell you a step further. You don't even have to, you know, like, I don't even think it's a requirement for you in our society, right? Of where we all believe that our society could be great. I don't think it's a requirement for you to actually empathize, right? Or even agree or understand when you create space and a safe space for somebody to say, right, that I'm not going to be harmed or that my feelings are going to be considered, right? Because I don't know if I completely understand the trans plight, but I know they're human beings. And I know they said that something hurt them. And right. I'm going to be like, all right, cool. I get it. And I hear you. And I'm going to make sure that I'm sensitive to that.
I know. Stop being generic in saying that because people are saying they're hurt by it, or because there are a specific group of people who are like, we're going to walk out of Netflix or we're going to do this. That does not mean everyone out there wants to cancel everybody. Some people's feelings are just hurt. And
they want to be heard. They just want to be heard, and they want to draw a line like, yo, please don't do that. And another thing is oftentimes when we hurt somebody, it's because we didn't even consider them. We weren't even thinking about their feelings.
Of course.
And so they want to be considered, guys.
Yeah,
that's
all. I always remind people, I was like, you know, there are black trans folks, Latino trans folks, Asian trans folks that not only feel the same levels of discrimination that you've been through, and then add another pile on them.
That's right.
Well, that part was completely
their own, you know, their own people dismissing them because they don't agree with them, with their lifestyle or who they are.
Well, that was the biggest failure of Dave's whole thing. Dave totally overlooked the cross section of people who are both. He acted like it was just like, you're black or you're trans. He didn't really think about, well, what about all the people who are both? I thought that was a miss.
It's nuanced. It's complicated. But I just want to make sure we said that on a Friday, at least for our program, because it feels like
it's still going around. You're right.
It's just a hard concept for people to get to just consider somebody else's feelings.
Have compassion.
And hear them and say, yo, I hear you. Yo, that special was funny to me, but I hear you. And I see why you'd be offended.
And can I just say, I've had a lot of friends of all backgrounds say to me, like, I thought it was funny. I just want to say to you very clearly, all due respect, if you're not trans, I don't really care. I don't really care if you thought it was funny. That's great that you thought it was funny. But it really, and you can enjoy it at home, but it doesn't change how someone who's of the group affected might feel by it. It just doesn't matter. There could be some comedian who sits around making Jewish jokes for an hour, and other non-Jews all sit around being like, I think this is funny. But if I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't think this is funny. This hurts my feelings. Isn't that more important? Why is that so hard for people to understand?
Let's go. Let's get it.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Get into the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura Edgy. Gmail.com, where the gurus unite to uplift, to help one another. Well, actually, no, to help the people.
That's right.
Nah, you guys mostly do it for each other. You said it right the first time.
That's right.
Shauna, you ain't never brought stage. You can't burn things in a radio studio. You crazy.
No, Shauna Coulter burns the sage and clears all the negative energy, bro.
Yo, I got a question. How do you guys claim to be about truth and reconciliation and honesty, and you lie the entire setup?
We never lie. What do you mean?
There's no sage gets burned.
Listen.
Ebro, shut up. Gosh.
How do you hate so well?
Gosh.
No. I was just saying, it was honestly an honest question. It was really honest.
Rosenberg, focus. Lead us in breathing exercises and tell us who needs your help.
If you can see it, you can believe it.
What if you can't see it?
Rosenberg,
you can feel it, and that should be your slogan. You know what I'm saying? Because they can feel the love that you guys give, even if you're wrong and liars. You know what I'm saying?
All right. A lady writes us, and she says, Shawnee, maybe you can chime in because this has to do with a Caribbean man.
All right. Mm, okay. Big up yourself.
I've been friends with this guy. We'll call him Aaron for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. He's 33 and from St. Croix.
Okay.
Family-oriented. Good friend over the last several years. Now, he's tried hitting on me a few times in the past, but I would respectfully decline each time because we're friends, and he was a player back in the day, and I was not going to be another one added to the list. Mm. I recently saw him about a month ago at a mutual friend's funeral, and we started casually talking and catching up since we haven't spoken or seen each other in 4 or 5 months. I was dealing with some personal issues, focusing on my mental health, and didn't want to be bothered by anyone. There was a celebration of life gathering afterwards, and of course alcohol was involved. Mm. And after a few Casamigos shots, Aaron started to say the right things.
All right. You was on that dirt.
Hey, hey, hey.
I fell for it, and it went down.
That's right. I knew it.
He's a gyalis.
And then blame alcohol, right? Blame Casamigos. People love to blame Casamigos these days.
Yo, blame it on the ghost.
Afterwards, we had a conversation. We were cracking jokes, and I thought, okay, he's finally grown up a bit, so maybe I'll give this a chance after turning him down several times. He then proceeds to tell me out of nowhere that he's married.
Oh.
Yeah, he did not
have a ring on all weekend, so I assumed he was still single.
Oh, man. Mm.
No one else told me. I felt mortified and disgusted. Mm. But he did also say that him and the wife have a mutual agreement / understanding.
Mm. Don't buy it.
To me, I take that as they have an open relationship.
Nope.
That's what he wanted you to believe.
And I'm not going to pull no Will and Jada stunt. Embarrassed and hoping no one in our circle would find out what we did, I didn't speak to him for 2 weeks. Recently went to Florida for a girls trip. I knew he lived there, so I texted him casually saying, I'll be in your city for the weekend.
Why are you texting a married man?
What are the nice chill spots there?
Mm.
I swear I was not expecting or wanting to do any type of hookups at all.
So bullish.
Oh, you weren't.
For the next 3 weeks leading up until it was time for the trip, he would initiate phone calls with me, FaceTime, text messaging on a daily. And I started to build an emotional connection.
Ay, Dios mío.
And I've not felt this connected with someone in a long time.
That's right. Oh, you're an idiot.
I'm 31. I'm a nurse. I'm a single mom. Seeing him again gave me butterflies. Sort of happiness. Man, we hooked up again. Just once during the girls' trip. His wife works a night shift.
Again.
So that explains the long conversations that we're able to
have. So now you're good. All that lying about it. I was mortified. You lying. You wasn't that mortified.
He said to me that he enjoys talking with me because it's not that he's unhappy in his marriage for him. But you know, he just enjoys the time together. Plus the sex is bomb, but that's whatever to
exactly.
me. It's just this emotional connection we have.
Gosh.
No, stop.
He was my friend first before all the hooking up and emotional stuff. And I'd hate to lose a friendship over this.
So natural.
Almost done here, guys. He told me that even if I chose to end it, we would remain friends no matter what.
Of course, with benefits.
I can separate being friends and this connection. I know I'm not in love with him, but I just don't want it to get to that point, and then I'm the one that's left hurt. I know this is so bad, being emotionally connected with another woman's husband. I feel awful. Shawnee, why do y'all Caribbean men make you feel so good but bad at the same time? Advice, please.
Oh, my gosh.
Get out of here. Yo, listen. Get out of here, son.
Well, stop trying to blame it on everyone.
It's Latino men. It's Caribbean men. Right. It's this kind of man. There's always some alcohol.
Thank you for the big
He was married. I'm mortified. Man. All of that's a ruse. All of that's a front. She's fronting.
Right. Well, first, thank you for the big up on the Caribbean men. And I'm not here to hate on anybody's game, so he's doing his thing as a gyalis. But as a guru, yeah, you're playing yourself.
Yeah, you know exactly what's going on. I was... All this deflecting and pointing fingers.
She knows what it is. And it's the basic thing, you know, love without responsibility. So, of course, the energy is there. The chemistry is there. It feels so right. It's good to do bad things. You just caught up in the matrix. And the sex is probably amazing to you. And that's what it is. That's what keeps drawing you back. Don't let your other brain think for you. You know what I'm saying?
All that sounds good, guys, but how come nobody says she needs to be honest with herself about why she's in this predicament in the first place? Look, I'll give you a pass on. Right, I'll give you a pass on the I didn't know he was married, right? But even before that, you said you did not want to have sex with a dude who's a known player. I didn't want to be another one on his list, right?
And then you had a couple of drinks and a couple of jokes, and that's it.
And then you find out he was married. So not only did you not want to have sex with him before you even found out he was married, then you found out he was married and you still want to have sex with him. The bottom line is you just want to have sex.
That's it. But remember, there's consequences to everything. What are you going to do when his wife reaches out to you?
And she
How are you going to feel?
She from the Caribbean, too. She might see you, son.
Oh, gosh. How are you going to feel if something like this happens to you? Like, no, I mean, man.
Hold on. Well, don't skip over the whole thing. The guy claims it's an open relationship.
What if it's not? What if he's lying?
He lying.
Just like she keeps lying to herself.
Yo, when Sherri-Anne come find you.
Sherri-Anne.
You know what I'm saying?
Sherri-Anne.
When Sherri-Anne and them come see you.
I don't know. You have to be, listen, you have to take time and understand your feelings. And look, you know exactly what you're doing. You just keep making excuses to make yourself feel better.
And stop with the whole, oh my God, but I haven't felt an emotional connection like that. It's been 2 weeks of fun. Yo, when you first meet someone and you start talking and you both want to have sex, it feels really exciting and connected.
For sure.
It ain't that deep, man. It ain't that deep. Relax.
Yeah,
please understand, to quote the great Shawnee Culture, love without responsibility
feels amazing.
Yeah, but when the responsibility kicks in, it's going to kick you in your ass.
Yeah, and you're going to be like, I knew it, and that, and the duh.
And the only question she had was to a Caribbean man at the end where she's like,
why do y'all do this?
Yo, lady, if you don't get off, get out of here. Hit her with an F out of here, bro. F out of here. Congratulations, you played yourself. You get them all.
Please understand, there's consequences to everything. So be honest with yourself. And I think you should move on. I think we all agree. Move on.
Start dating other people. Distract yourself from what he's got going on.
Leave him alone.
And find somebody new.
So say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.